BBC Audiobooks presents Get Up and Do It, read by the authors Beachy and Josephine Coakley.
Hi, I'm Beachy.
And I'm Josephine.
Change, whether good or bad, can be stressful. And our natural reactions are often fear, anxiety or resistance. One of the big reasons why we often think about change and then do nothing. We need to understand more about ourselves in order to foresee our blocks and self-sabotage and deal with them effectively. Some people are so afraid of failure they don't even try, so as they won't have to face up to things going wrong. They've already written the failure script.
Get up and do it will put you in a can-do frame of mind so that you can stop sabotaging yourself and start to do things differently. The more you feel like a success, the more you will behave like a success, and the more you will be a success. We will share case histories of people we have worked with and invite you to try out exercises which will help build your confidence and motivation. We will urge you to explore the misunderstandings and misjudgments that sometimes happen when you set out to achieve your goal. Some people see a problem as a sign that the goal is not achievable. Successful people, and you could be one of them, know that problems are important staging posts along the way. You can't abdicate responsibility by saying, "It's bad luck, I'm just not lucky." You have to take charge of your goal. It's yours and you have to drive it over rough ground on occasions and not give up. May your journey be an interesting and rewarding one.
Achieving a goal is not primarily about willpower, aptitude or skills. It's more about self-image and the messages we send ourselves. If we can visualize the outcome of the change and believe ourselves deserving of it, we are much more likely to get there. People label themselves as those who do and those who don't, and negative beliefs pretty much determine a negative end result. But anyone can challenge and change their self-labeling.